We've heard a lot of talk now about the law that was passed by the Florida legislature requiring drug testing for welfare recipients, those who would try to get welfare. And, of course, if they fail to pass, the welfare recipients have to pay for the testing. If they do pass, then you, the taxpayer, has to pay for it. And joining us right now is Kelly Kolb, an employment attorney with Fowler White Boggs. And Kelly, thanks for joining us on AM Tampa Bay. We're learning now that they say there are no savings. Critics of the plan say that there have been no savings from the welfare drug tests, that it's cost the state more to give the tests to those who have passed them than it has in savings of welfare funds. But the other question is the constitutionality of this thing. Is it constitutional?
Good morning. A federal judge in Orlando held last year that it was unconstitutional, just as a federal judge held in Michigan with respect to a similar law 10 years earlier. So the unconstitutionality of the statute was predictable, as was the lack of cost savings.
So they are going to have to cease and desist, or what's going to happen given that it's been declared unconstitutional by two judges? Will this go to the appellate courts and ultimately to the U.S. Supreme Court, or what?
It is on appeal, and the governor has vowed to take it to the Supreme Court if necessary. Proponents of the bill say that it never was given a fair chance because Judge Scriven shut it down after 4 months, citing its likely unconstitutionality. So their response to the lack of cost saving is that, well, you never really gave it a chance.
On what grounds did they rule it unconstitutional?
Principally that it was an unconstitutional search and seizure, that the state had not shown a need to drug test welfare recipients. And the judge relied on a study conducted by the state from 1999 to 2000, which demonstrated that the incidence of drug use among welfare recipients was a fraction of drug use among the general population.
The of course, a lot of people will say, well, if I get a job, I get tested for drugs. And the difference being, of course, private employers have a right to do that because it's their private property, their business, and so forth. But the government does not have a right to do that because of violation of the Fourth Amendment, right?
Exactly. And most employers don't drug test, principally because of the reasons that the state is finding out now. It costs more to run these programs than you save. And as you pointed out earlier, because of the reimbursement aspects of the statute, it actually would have been cheaper for the state to pay benefits to those people flunking the drug test than it would have been to catch them.
Well, now, I would take issue, I think, with the figures they came up with. They said, as a result, the testing cost the government an extra $45,780 because the law required at about 30 bucks a pop. The cost was $118,000. And then they figured out what they saved because of the, I think, 2% or something they found had tested positive for drugs, that they didn't get their welfare benefits. Again, only 2%. But the unknown savings here, I would say, and again, it probably doesn't justify the remaining $45,000 you lost, but there's no way of knowing the savings here would be for those who, had it not been for drug testing, would have claimed welfare benefits and perhaps used the money for drugs or something like that.
That's exactly correct. No one has that data, and that is certainly something that the proponents argue that the mere existence of the drug testing program had a deterrent effect on drug users from even applying. And there was some data to indicate that some folks, once they were advised of the need for a drug test, withdrew their application for benefits for whatever reason.
Yeah, and that's not shown in the information by those who are detractors from that particular law. But again, the whole issue is a constitutional one, whether or not you can do it or not under the Fourth Amendment. And it appears, and if you had to give it a guess, and yours obviously is a knowledgeable guess, would you say the U.S. Supreme Court would strike this down?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so, too. Mine's an uneducated guess. Yeah.
But it's just not even effective. I mean, you need to test for specific drugs. I mean, there is no one magic test that will tell you everything.
Well, that's true. The test that the state has implemented is a screen test, is a much more specific test that they can run that actually breaks down things into their little molecular components, and you can tell exactly what drug is being used.
Is it a hair follicle test?
Well, a hair follicle test can be either the screen test or this more specific test, which is called a gas chromatogram mass spectrometer, GCMS.
Whoa.
And that's about $150-$200 a pop. That's why nobody runs it, because it's pretty pricey.
Let's go back to the $30.
$30 you get what you pay for, basically.
Anyway, Kelly, thank you for joining us. About what timeline do you see on this? Do you see the legislature just giving up and going home, or do you see the thing going all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court by another year and a half, or what?
Well, right now it's on appeal to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit, which has appellate jurisdiction over Florida and other states. I would expect that to get briefed this year and argued maybe late this year, early next year, and then it'll be off to the Supremes after that. Georgia, I read, is trying to implement the same statute under the same circumstances, so I think we'll have another view of what's coming down the pike once we see how the courts rule in Georgia here shortly.
Well, Kelly, thank you for joining us on AM Tampa Bay.